This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, the U.S. military has announced the deaths of two more Marines, a sailor, and a soldier, raising the number of personnel killed in October to 91. That's the highest death toll for any month this year. Also today, the U.S. said the Iraqi government has agreed to a timetable addressing the critical issues facing the country, including the Sunni insurgency and the proliferation of sectarian militias. In a few minutes, we'll hear from National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley about the war in Iraq. First, NPR's Anne Garrels has more on the day's news from Baghdad.
A joint press conference with Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad and General George Casey is hardly an everyday occurrence. They broke no new ground, but just 2 weeks before the U.S. elections, they tried to put a positive cast on what most here consider to be a deteriorating situation. Ambassador Khalilzad said the Iraqi government has newly agreed to develop a timeline for progress on key security and political problems by the end of the year.
My message today is straightforward. Despite the difficult challenges we face, success in Iraq is possible and can be achieved on a realistic timetable.
The Iraqi government has said nothing about a new agreed timetable, which in substance is no more than Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki promised months ago when he took over. General Casey's evaluation today that U.S.-led operations in Baghdad have had a decisive effect was strikingly at odds with the U.S. military spokesman who acknowledged just days ago the 12-week-old campaign to bring security to Baghdad had failed to reduce violence across the city. Casey and Khalilzad's overall evaluation was also in striking contrast to a series of background briefings by senior U.S. commanders. In the past few weeks, they've talked of the Iraqi government's inability to rein in militias, inability to deploy Iraqi forces where they're needed, and the failure of the government to follow up with reconstruction efforts. Neither Casey nor Khalilzad laid out any dramatic change in plans other than adapting as necessary. Ambassador Khalilzad said it's ultimately up to the Iraqis.
Iraqi leaders must step up to achieve key political and security milestones on which they have agreed.
General Casey acknowledged plans to draw down U.S. troops are no longer immediately possible. He said he believed Iraqi forces would take over control over the next 12 to 18 months, but possibly with continued U.S. support. And he did not rule out the need for more U.S. troops in the meantime.
Do we need more troops to do that? Maybe.
Both Khalilzad and Casey blame Iran and Syria for fueling violence in the country. Again, General Casey.
Both Iran and Syria continue to be decidedly unhelpful by providing support to the different extremists and terrorist groups operating inside Iraq.
Neither Casey nor Khalilzad promised any improvement soon.
It makes for a difficult situation, and it's likely to remain that way over the near term.
And neither Khalilzad nor Casey would say what American officials plan to do if the Iraqi government failed to meet the milestones they've laid out. When challenged about progress, Khalilzad cited the proliferation of cell phones and satellite dishes in Iraq. Many Iraqis now rely on these tools to keep in touch with friends and relatives because the security situation is so bad they dare not leave their homes. As Khalilzad and Casey discussed progress, a power failure in the Green Zone cut off the broadcast of their remarks. This was only a generator failure. Most Iraqis don't have generators, and 3 years after the U.S. arrived, have little more than 6 hours of power a day. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.